You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
And now, Move the Sticks with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Move the Sticks. DJ Bucky back together again. Buck, what's going on?
Man, things are good, DJ. It is all good. We're getting ready. Preseason games this weekend. So, you know, I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we've each got a game. You've got, Jags Cowboys, I believe?
Yeah, Jags Cowboys in Dallas, so that should be fun. I think the starters for the Jags are going to play maybe the first two series, then get out. It'll be interesting to see how everyone approaches that. They don't have a set of joint practices, so sometimes that dictates whether the guys play a lot or not.
Well, there you go. So you'll have a little feedback for us following that one. I've got the Battle of L.A. here, Rams-Chargers on Saturday. I'll be in Studio 3. Thursday, because a bunch of games going on Thursday. So I know we've got some live coverage at NFL Network. So be on the lookout for that. You can catch, I mean, really, you'll see all these preseason games on NFL Network throughout the next month. So be on the lookout for that. We have a great guest today. We have Drake May, one of the top prospects. I think he's still in the running to be the first overall pick next year. Should he come out? We'll see what happens with him in this year for your Tar Heels, Buck. But somebody coming off monster year last year. All the stuff you want from a height, weight, speed, skill set standpoint. He checks all those boxes, and looking forward to getting a chance to visit with him today. Have you had a chance to meet him yet, your Tar Heel QB?
I have not had a chance to meet him in person, but I know his dad really well, and everyone around the program speaks highly of him, so I'm excited to talk to him.
Yeah, a big-time athletic family, which we'll get into that during that conversation. But I want to start out, first of all, here before we get to that. We're rookie quarterbacks. We're going to see a lot of them here in the preseason. This is a chance to kind of get your feet wet. I want to caution people, don't read too much into what you see out there. But there are certain things we are looking for as a scout, as an evaluator, as a team, when you watch these guys go out there and get your feet wet here, Buck. So what are you looking for here with these guys? Let's start with the number one overall pick.
So everything that I'm looking for from Bryce Young is just the ability to command the offense. How does he get in and out of the huddle? How does he get them lined up? Does he look like he has a command of the pre-snap process? In terms of, so the way that you determine that, you'd have a bunch of like pre-snap penalties. Does it look like there's mass confusion where they have to burn a timeout? Does it look like the operation is going according to plan? Look, the way the results will be the results. I don't expect like a bunch from him early because it's his first game, but I just want to see, can he manage the game? Can he manage his team? Can he show the leadership ability and those things that you look for? If he does that, then I feel really, really good about his performance and his progress.
Yeah, first of all, for me, I'm looking just to see what he looks like physically, you know, because he's not a big guy. And we saw him, and you see guys on a college field. I remember you, I think, went to Manziel's first preseason game.
Oh, man.
You called me that night.
Wow. It was different. And right then, that's when you realize how small he was. And so to me, the thing with Bryce, like, he's going to be small and diminutive in stature. How does he overcome those things? We want to see how that looks in the preseason too.
Yeah, how does that play? How does that work? So then we get to CJ Stroud with him. To me, Buck, again, I just want to see a command. It sounds like he's picking things up very quickly there. You know, is he aggressive? Is he challenging? Is he attacking down the field because he's got the arm strength to do that? I want to see kind of where the confidence level is with him. You know, a lot of times, hey, let's come out, let's get some completions early, let's take some checkdowns. You watch. If you're watching preseason games this week, I promise you, when you see rookie quarterbacks, I'll say, conservatively, 60-70% of the first throws for all these rookie quarterbacks will be on boots.
Oh,
it's the same every year.
I mean, that's the easiest way to get them.
We're going to boot you out. We're going to get the tight end in the flat. We're going to get you a gimme, and we'll get you going a little bit there.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, like, that's kind of what you want. You want to get them, ease them into the game, let them have an opportunity to have success by doing that. And if you can do that, they begin to build that confidence. Because what you eventually want them to do is to chase completions. Yeah. So, hey, let's see if we can put 3, 4, 5 completions in a row, because we've seen it, DJ, the elite quarterbacks, man, they go quarters without seeing the ball hit the ground because they understand the entire offense. They know where to go in their third and fourth option, so they're able to take the check down. And so I want to see some of these young quarterbacks, hey, man, let's start stringing together these completions so the offense can run efficiently.
How about Anthony Richardson? What are you looking for?
So for me, Anthony Richardson is a little different. I want to see him show some of the special stuff early. I want to see him run around a little bit. I want to see what it looks like at the pro level. Because a lot of what we talked about and a lot of why we talked about him being a top five pick was because of the athleticism and what he could be. It's important for me to see him in the preseason tease us with a little bit of that, because we heard people talk about him, hey, man, he's more athletic and stuff than Cam Newton. Well, the one thing that we saw Cam Newton do early is he dominated as a runner. And I know they won't do a lot of design quarterback runs, but I'm hoping that there are a couple of broken plays where he can give you a little bit of that explosive ability on improvisational playmaking.
Yeah, and we're looking at these guys, Buck. Bryce is going to be against the Jets in the Jets' second game. They've got a good deep pass rush, so even if they're not playing the frontline guys, they can get you with some pressure. Stroud and the Texans, that's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. That's going to be against the Patriots. Bryce Young, by the way, if you want to watch that game, that'll be 4 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network on Saturday. And Richardson, that'll be against the Bills Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern there. To me, who is it? Who is it that sings the song, Shot, 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 Shot?
Yeah.
It's not Lil Jon, is it? Who is that? Is that who that is?
I don't know who that is. Bills should know that, but I know. Everybody. It's not Pitbull, is it?
No. That's what I want to see. I want to see the shots taken down the field in that one.
Oh, so, shots featuring Lil Jon. Shots featuring.
Is it Lil Jon? There you go. Yeah. See, I got that one. I got that one right. Lil Jon did a concert at halftime of a Charger Raider game last year. Maybe it was last year or the year before. But I remember sitting there going like, "Oh, Lil Jon. I think I maybe know one Lil Jon song." Who knew? I knew like five of them. Like, yeah, he's got a sneaky good run there on hits. He had some good hits. But anyways, yeah, I want to see him. Hey, let's have a little fun here. Let's mix in some zone read, which they did at the practice when I was out there. And you know, hey, look, let's see. I don't know what wideout's going to be playing, but you've got other guys that can run. How about your little Josh Downs from North Carolina? Get him in the mix a little bit, rookie to rookie.
They got some explosive playmakers. They want to make sure they look. Let's get the ball to them early. Let's see what this looks like early. Give them a chance to have success by feeding the playmakers, getting Anthony Richardson some confidence. That'll help this team and Shane Steichen kind of understand where he's at and how he has to continue to build this offense, because Anthony Richardson is going to play. It's just a matter of when.
Yep, no doubt. All right. And then we get to lastly, I know he wasn't a first round pick, 33rd overall pick, though, Will Levis with the Tennessee Titans. They're going to play the Bears Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. What do you want to see from Mr. Levis?
So Will Levis, let's see the accuracy. Let's see him come in and play. You know, there was conversations about him being off the mark early in camp, early in the offseason. Well, now let's see what it looks like. Now that he is a little more comfortable. Game action, everything speeds up. Is he able to slow himself down where he can make the routine plays? I just want to see him make the routine plays. If he can do that, man, I feel good about where he is and what he could be.
I'm looking for something very specific with him, more so than any of these other guys. I want to see throws to the left. I want to see him open up that left shoulder, not working against himself. That was just kind of one of the mechanical things I thought he needed to work on and clean up and fix. Open up your feet. Don't get your feet stuck in the ground when you're going working left. Let your connect your eyes with your feet. I thought that was something that he needed to work a little bit with coming out. And I'm hoping now he's had an offseason to work through it. He's got some NFL coaching as he goes through the season now. Do we see that kind of clean up a little bit? Just clean up the footwork a little bit is what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge in terms of where he needs to go, because if he is going to be the quarterback that they want him to be in terms of being able to take it over for Ryan Tannehill down the line, he has to be able to tease us enough to where we can envision him being the starting quarterback. And so preseason is preseason. And yes, he'll be playing against a lot of the guys that are his same age, same experience level, but it doesn't matter. It's on an NFL field. We want to see him dominate or begin to show flashes of being able to dominate at the quarterback position.
I think you hit the word there, flashes. Like, that's one thing we want to see from all these quarterbacks. It's not going to be perfect, but just give us a little flash of why you were picked where you were picked and why teams invested in you. Just give us a little, just a little hope here, a little morsel of hope.
It makes us feel better. It makes us feel a little more secure as evaluators. When you give us a little bit where you're like, see, okay, there it is. That's a little bit. Now, if he struggles the first preseason game, then the entire preseason games, it has the ability to kind of have that snowball effect where no one has confidence in him, not only his teammates, but those on the outside. So you want to give us a little bit. To that point, DTR, his first performance in the Hall of Fame game, had an opportunity to see him run around and make plays.
Yes.
And so if you're Cleveland, you feel a lot better about DTR being your fifth round pick. You feel better about, hey, you know what? The experience, he played a lot of games at UCLA, all those things. And we can say it, hey, it's the Hall of Fame game. Settle down.
Yeah.
But I would rather him look like that than the other, did not look so good. But DTR looked pretty good.
Let me give you a sneaky one to look at. Tanner McKee, quarterback with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Someone who was a, you remember, five-star recruit, you know, went on his mission, a little bit older, didn't have much around him at Stanford in terms of what they were like up front, got beat up, tons of sacks. But, Buck, you know this kid going back to high school. And there, this is one I think he might be one of those guys who's like, ooh, I see some flashes here in the preseason.
So I don't know if you remember this, like, DJ, I think my first top five, I might have had Tanner McKee at one of the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And some of that was, look, the reputation from when he came out of high school.
Pedigree.
Flashes, the pedigree. And I was like, you know what? Or whatever. Eventually, we rearranged it where he wasn't in it. But I would not be surprised to see him as a later round pick come in and kind of do his thing. Because he does have a lot of talent. And he also has the makeup. And people are going to look at the size. He's more athletic than you would give him credit for.
Yeah. I've saw him in high school. I know he can run around, man.
Yeah, he's more athletic than you think. You don't think a guy 6'5", 6'6", can run around like he can run around. He's more athletic than he'll get credit for.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot to look forward to this coming weekend. Football is back, and NFL Network has every preseason game, including 23 live. Big names putting new cities on their backs. A new class putting their names on the map. Your team is back in action. It's time for football. The NFL preseason, August 10th through the 26th on NFL Network and streaming on NFL Plus. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to bring in Bucky's Tar Heel. Drake May, one of the top players in college football, potentially could be the number one quarterback in the country. Very much in that discussion. Looking forward to chatting with him right after this break. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Well, DJ, you know I'm always excited when we have an opportunity to bring in a Tar Heel. And then we're having, and look, I'm going to say it on the record, the best quarterback to ever play at North Carolina, even though we still got more work to do. Drake May comes in from the Tar Heels. How you doing, Drake?
Yes, sir. What's going on? I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me on. I don't know about, you know, we had some pretty good ones play here before me. So
come on, man. Come on. We're going to put you up in the ring of honor, your number and all that other stuff. You're going to be able to be retired and celebrated forever. It's going to be a lot of fun. How's it really going? Because so much of the attention has been on you and like the next level and all this stuff. How you been able to kind of keep your focus on what's in front of you over the course of the summer and training camp?
Yes, sir. Yeah. I think just, you know, kind of keep in mind, you know, what got me, keep that same work ethic. You know, I was in a battle this time last year in camp, you know, I was in a battle, you know, I had to bring it every day, battling a guy. And I'm just trying to keep that same mindset. You know, I got one day, you know, instead of playing, you know, against someone, you know, compete with another guy, compete with myself, you know, find ways I can get better each day, day in, day out. I think a new leadership role, I think, is the biggest thing too. You know, having a year under my belt last time this year, you know, I was kind of trying to get the job. And now with the year under my belt, I got a new role, not only leadership, you know, the offense of the whole team. You know, they look to the quarterback, and that's my responsibility, just to get these guys going and get them ready for South Carolina.
I'm curious about your leadership style, Drake. You talk about being able to take on a little bit more of that leadership role. Is there an example you can give us of kind of, you know, your style in terms of leading these guys?
Yeah, yes, sir. I think, you know, I'm not one of those guys going, you know, say something, you know, all the time, not here and there. I think, you know, big things about leadership is, you know, when someone, you know, when I want to speak, you know, I want everybody to kind of, you know, say, oh man, Drake speaking, you know, it's something important. So that's my type of thing. You know, whether it's the little things, you know, I think we have, you know, still have some guys jumping off sides on some snap counts. So little things like that, I'll get on to people, but mainly just try to be positive. And like I said, you know, when someone, you know, when someone's talking, I want to be, you know, all the heads are turning, like, oh man, Drake's talking, you know, he means something important. So that's my type, kind of, that's the kind of how I try to take leadership approach.
So Drake, you had an opportunity to watch Sam Howell kind of go through some of the same stuff, lead the team, a lot of attention on him, on the squad. What did you learn from watching him handle a lot of the stuff that you're walking into now?
Yeah, I think it was awesome. It was a blessing having a guy go through kind of the same thing. I was kind of, you know, kind of his right-hand man. I was kind of just following wherever he went, just trying to be in his pocket, really. Just how he handled, first of all, how he handled people. I think he's great with the locker, great locker room. And I think that the media stuff, I think, you know, one of the big things about Sam, his first NIL thing was with a local organization called Table. It's a nonprofit food to feed hungry kids in Orange County, right in Chapel Hill. Just goes to show him. And just his preparation, that's the main thing with Sam, how much, you know, he studied the game, he's a student of the game, and, you know, how he prepared each week. That's probably the biggest thing they got him. And his mentality on the field, you know, the way he ran it this last year, just his will to win and his competing factor. I think kind of those three things.
Yeah, no, that's a lot to take from him. I love that. The fact that last year you're competing for a job, you mentioned that. So this is a different camp for you. But one thing is new in terms of your learning. You got a new offense coordinator. You got a little bit of a new system to install here. How were you able to tackle that and get your arms around that before we got to camp? And then what kind of goals do you have, you know, as you guys have really got a chance to implement this new offense?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I think Coach Lindsay came in and did a great job of, you know, not kind of changing up, kind of reinventing the wheel. We threw it around a lot last year, had a lot of success. So just kind of keep bringing in some run game pieces and just try to keep what we did, you know, the same. And, you know, we had some explosive plays in the past game, obviously, and kind of build, you know, kind of a more balanced attack. And then the main thing is just finding our identity, you know, throughout camp, just finding what plays, you know, we love, what plays we're best at, and what kind of things we can do to get, you know, easy yardage here and there. And just, you know, also, you know, don't be afraid to take the top off the defense. You know, I think it's always a great way to be honest, keep them honest, you know, score one big play, you know, that's how you keep them honest. So I think also credit to our defense. They're giving us, you know, great competing. I think that's the main thing. They're giving us a challenge. They're bringing some different blitzes and some new packages. So they're doing a good job of giving us kind of some yin yang competing.
So one of the things, I always listen to Coach Brown, and Coach Brown is very, very honest at this stage of his career about the team. And so he appeared to be very disappointed with the way the season finished last year. What did you learn from the ups and downs of that season a year ago that will help you this season?
Yes, sir. I think the main thing is you got to bring it every week, no matter who you're facing. I think that's the big thing with college football nowadays, transfer portal, you know, with guys from the lower schools, you know, all the best guys coming to the more Power Five, and all the Power Five guys that aren't playing are going to the kind of FCS and Group of Five schools. And every team's better. You know, they're playing, they're competing, and everybody wants to beat us. We got a target on our back. You know, we were 9-1, and we didn't show up against Georgia Tech, and we kind of domino effect from there. So bring it every week. And at the same time, I think kind of defense started playing me a little different at the end of the year. So just be patient. You know, I'm a little anxious, and I get a little, you know, always want to be on the move and kind of get it in one play. Just take the running back sometimes and don't kind of get it all in one play.
No, that's smart thinking there. I want to ask you about the different environments you've got a chance to play in. You get a chance to, you know, in college football, in your conference, you get a chance to go to some great places. So just a simple question from me would be, what was your favorite atmosphere to play in, and why was it Appalachian State?
Yeah, no, that was awesome. I think one of the coolest things about App, we rolling in there about, you know, it's a 12 o'clock game. It's about 9:30 a.m. and their whole student section is packed. You know, their whole, mm-hmm. at 9 o'clock, about 2.5 hours, you know, before the game, probably even earlier, they were there, and we rolled in from the buses walking in. They're packed and they're rowdy. App State was awesome. I think getting a chance to go back to state this year, my freshman year, we were there and we lost one at the end. I think going down to Death Valley would be pretty cool, but definitely App State last year. And And, you know, the game Duke was actually a big game over there. I think it was one of the – they said – I talked – I'm good friends with Riley Leonard, and he said it's one of the rowdiest he's ever been over there at Duke. So, I think our fans done a good job, and we're good, and we're winning, and we had Notre Dame here, and we had State here. I think our fans could bring it. So, I think we got a chance to play some pretty fun games.
Buck, give me a PSA. You're at Clemson. I ask you to do this every time you have a Tar Heel on here. It's a public service announcement.
So I think Drake can relate because he kind of got caught up in a little tiff last year with NC State. Like, people take things personally when we're just expressive. So Drake, what DJ wants me to share is my junior year. We go down to Clemson. Clemson had just lost to Wake Forest. We hadn't beat Clemson down there in forever. And so they lose to Wake Forest like 35-7. So in the locker room, we're like, this is the year. And so I might have made the mistake of coming out early and running to the bottom of the hill and telling them to come on down and get this tail kicking that we awesome. Had on them. It was awesome until they ran down the hill and they beat the brakes off of us. Oh, and so in similar fashion, it's one of those things DJ loves for me to tell all the Clemson guys that. Mm-hmm. And I know last year, like, all the little NC State people got upset about us talking or whatever. But it's one of those things. Did you learn anything from, like, the little conversation about how words and stuff can kind of fire up the other team when it comes to on the board?
Yeah. I mean, I think, obviously wasn't my smartest move. It's just the growing up Carolina fan inside of me where, you're arguing with a friend at school or something. That's what you say. So, obviously wasn't my smartest move. But at the same time, it's a rivalry. I think that's what's great about college football. Those great rivalries, and we had a chance to win that game, and I think we should have won that game. We were the better team, and they just got the best of us. So I wouldn't say I regret it. Just got to be smart with some words in the media.
Oh, come on. That's what makes it fun, man. It gets inject some personality into these college rivalries. We love it, man. One of the things we always like to ask guys, it's kind of a three-part question here, and you'll get these types of questions as, whenever you decide to go on to the next level. It's a combine-type question, but just for people to get a chance to know you a little bit better. It's the three H's. So who's your hero? What's a hardship that you've been through? And what's the highlight so far for Drake May?
Yeah, I think my hero, I'd probably say my older brother, Luke, just kind of having him come in here and kind of have to work his way. Every day he had to treat practice like his games, kind of earn the respect of Coach Williams. And then kind of him in the shining moment of him getting there and then winning the national championship, him being a big part of that. And just seeing him, the way he handled people and also the way he played. Probably have to say Luke's my hero. My hardship, I think going transferring from kind of transition from high school to college. I lost my senior year to COVID. My freshman year here, I was obviously behind Sam, so I really had 2 years without football and kind of hadn't gotten hit. Hadn't got tackled. We don't get hit in practice, so I hadn't got hit in 2 years. And I roll in there, kind of losing myself and having to find myself back, and obviously coming on onto the surface last year, but just kind of not necessarily losing my confidence, but just having to, reel back in the fact that, I still got talent. I still got it. The ability. So kind of that hardship of not having 2 years without, taking a snap in a game, that's always tough. And then, you said the last one was
highlight.
Yeah. Highlight. Yep. I'll probably say, winning the Coastal, against Wake at their field, kind of clinching the Coastal into the AC championship always, was an awesome thing last year. And also I think, the highlights throughout the little highlights throughout the season, and even in fall camp, being with the guys, those times you can't take for granted, being in the locker room or, playing cards back at the hotel or just having funny moments in the hot tub, cold tub, just fun times with the guys. Those are some highlights that you always look back. I think some of the games, game winning drive against Duke is kind of, some of the playing highlights, but really the highlights in the locker room, Bucky probably knows, those are the ones you remember and the relationships you make. So
it's funny you talk about the relations you make. When I was a freshman at Carolina, your dad was a GA. Your dad was supervising study hall. But the part that I didn't have an opportunity to share is, man, your dad loved to ask guys to hey, bud, you want to throw the ball around a little bit?
Really? Oh, man. I bet he was.
Oh, so your dad always wanted us to go to the turf. But the other thing that your dad loved, he loved to go to Woolen and play a little pickup basketball.
Oh, he loves it.
So now I got to ask you, at that May household, like, how do y'all divvy it up? Who's winning? How do y'all play 2-on-2 or whatever? Like, who is your dad on the team? And does the team with your dad win or not?
Yeah, my dad, I think that's, my dad and my mom, they're both, as competitive as they get themselves. The big thing with my dad, he's he's getting old. He looks about like my right guard right now. He's trying to lose some weight. He's got a bad hip. You know, back in the day, during lunch break, he used to go watch him. He used to go over to the Y, play 5-on-5 every day at lunch, you know, with his work break. And he was, you know, he used to say he was a killer, and he even talked to me about time stories where he'd go play the basketball guys over there in the Dean Dome one-on-one. He loves it. So we try to do, you know, as my brothers, we all got over. We just did 2v2, and my dad would just kind of watch, supervise, make sure nobody's getting hurt. You know, at the same time, he was eating too good and couldn't move around. But I remember the last time we played 1-on-1, me and my dad, and he ended up falling and who knows, getting hurt. I hit him with the crossover or something. So. That was the last time I saw my dad in the court. You know, since then he's just a rebounder, really. When Luke's shooting, really.
Well, I know from Bucky's time there that football players and intramural hoops has always been a thing at Carolina. Oh, at App State, at App State, it wasn't so much. We left that alone. But at Carolina, I know intramurals a big deal, man. So have you played intramurals there, and have we racked up a championship yet?
Off the record, yeah. This past year, we won a championship.
There we go.
Yes,
it's a big thing. We have some football guys. We have tradition continues. You know how it is, the football guy versus frat guy kind of deal. We got some good players.
Does anybody try and bow up? Did any of these guys know who you are and try and bow up?
They all want to beat us. You know, they all want to go back to their friends and who knows the rest of campus and tell them we beat the football guys. But no, I think we went like 8-0, and it wasn't a breed. But we had some good games. But we ended up, it was usually, you know, a double digit victory for sure.
Nice. Okay, so Drake, you'll appreciate this. So when I was in school, we not only ran intramurals, but we had an opportunity to take the football guys to the Dean Dome and play the JV basketball team.
How about that?
Randy Will was the coach. And needless to say, DJ, the football guys represented very, very well.
They were nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, so it was great to play in the Dean Dome because, as Drake knows, if you play Carolina there, your love probably started with the basketball team. You just ended up being a football player. So you can't turn down the opportunity to play in the Dean Dome or in Carmichael. So that's great to hear that y'all are keeping the tradition going.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still go play in Carmichael, you know, over at the girls' gym. We go play all the football guys. We run 5v5 in there. That's the main thing. So we love it. About July hits, we cut it off, you know, kind of the winter through June. But once July hits, it's straight football. So we can't have anything else happen.
I love that. Just, hey, enjoy it while you can, dude, because as soon as that contract gets signed, it'll be like, no, you're playing horse.
I don't know, you're playing horse. Some basketball.
Hey, you know what happens, Drake? All of a sudden now, your dad, that all turns back around. It's a shooting game now, okay? Yeah, you ain't crossing your dad up anymore. We're playing horse and around the world. That ain't an advantage anymore. That's amazing. Good. Hey, this has been fun, man. We know you're in camp. I know you got a big year coming up. I'm excited for you, except for 1 week this coming season. But
No. Hey, Drake, I'm not letting DJ out. This guy talks more about FA last year in the middle of the game. I'm getting texts. I'm getting everything. And then all of a sudden, radio silence at the end.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, but it was a crit. They came back, though. I know.
It was 21-7.
Drake, I was blowing him up. He's
wearing me out.
Because we had just beat you guys down there a couple years ago. I was like, come on, man. What is this?
Get y'all back here in Keenan. So.
Yeah. No, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a great year for you. It's going to be a great year for Coach Brown, the Tar Heels. Obviously, fans because of Bucky going there, but also just because you guys are always first class from the head coach all the way down. So wishing you the best of luck. Stay healthy, and we'll catch up with you in the spring, man.
Yeah, thank y'all a lot. Yeah, go Heels, baby. Thank y'all so much.
Buck, that was awesome. And I'm not patronizing here because you're a Tar Heel. He's a Tar Heel. That's a good dude. That's a guy who comes across really well, presents himself well. There's no combine training at this point in time. That's why I love talking to these guys during this period of the process. This is just who the guy is. He's a relatable, good dude.
No, and I think that's going to be his one of his best qualities in terms of the relatability. And we talk about that position, and anyone who has seen the behind-the-scenes stuff, the quarterback, when they talked about Pat Mahomes and Kirk Cousins and Marcus Mariota, man, it's the relatability. It's how can you get everybody in that locker room to be on the same page? And you already see just from that little snippet, Drake May certainly is relatable, and that goes a long way when it comes to, like, the leadership position. Quarterback is the ultimate leader on the team.
Yeah, what do you think about the the family connection and being in a family of athletes. You talked about his dad. You know, Mark played quarterback at Carolina from 83 to 87. Luke and Cole, both college athletes. Obviously talked about Luke being at Carolina hoops from 15 to 19, won a national championship in 17. Cole is a member of Florida's national championship baseball team as a pitcher. Brother Bo walked on at Carolina hoops in 2022. I mean, like, Buck, this athletes up and down the family here.
Athletes up and down the family. And DJ, the thing that you talked about, all of them have honors, team honors, where they win. And there's something about winners win, man. When you crack the code and you know how to win and you're able to share, like, all that stuff that we talk about, the commitment, the accountability, the trust, the selflessness, all of those things, like, he has that. So he knows what it looks like. And look, make no mistake about it. Last year at Carolina, he had the team in 9-1. He talked about winning the Coastal. And because of the way they finished, people don't realize that they won their division in the conference. But that's a huge accomplishment for them at Carolina. And so this year, going back, if he's able to win and win at a high level, I think it's another feather in his cap when we're doing the evaluation about quarterbacks being able to get their team into the winner's circle. Some guys just have those innate qualities that are able to get it done.
Yeah, we always ask the question, you know, how much does this guy love ball? When we talked about the hardship that he faced in life, it was the 2 years he didn't get to play. Like, yeah, it was an interesting answer to that question.
Well, DJ, that's what you want. Like, you want people who really love playing ball. And I think it comes out not only in what he talked about, you know, missing those 2 years, but how much he talked about playing basketball and that other stuff, competitors. Like, we can't underestimate the importance of having a competitor at that position, whether they compete on the field, they keep compete off the field, whether they're playing golf and basketball. If that's in you, then it kind of comes out in everything, and it's also infectious. And so I love hearing that from him.
We had a coach on a while back. I remember he used the phrase spandex quarterbacks to describe the guys who all they do is play seven on – it's football season and it's 7-on-7 season. And he said, well, this is spandex quarterback, like, out there on air 7-on-7, throws the ball pretty – but I'd rather have somebody that's been grinding, competing, maybe playing basketball, playing baseball, wrestling, whatever, just competitive guys. And we've kind of gotten away from some of that with the, you know, the kind of the singular focus on one sport, you know, throughout high school. This dude's an athlete, hooping, you know, I think he's a really, really good basketball player.
Yeah, really good basketball player, really good player. He just kind of has it. And DJ, the thing that we talk about privately, the maturity. Man, you want your quarterback to have a level of maturity where you feel like, hey, outside of the coach, he is the next one when it comes to getting everyone lined up, setting the expectation, setting the standard and meeting or exceeding the standard. Drake May does all of that. But as much as I'm excited about him, I'm excited about some of these other quarterbacks in the class. But man, he certainly checked off a lot of boxes during that interview.
No doubt. As we wind this thing up, I do want to encourage everybody. We do this every now and then. It's been a minute. But if you could, if you enjoy the pod, I love it when you guys get a chance to see us out on the road and come up and introduce yourself and tell us, how the pod has been cool for you in this way or that way, or what you like about it. If you could do us a solid, man, just leave us a little nugget, a little note, a little rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you get a chance to just give us a little feedback in there, we do appreciate that. So we don't ask for it often, but as we're kind of getting into the year, I want to get that one out there because it's great to get that feedback. And I think the more we can kind of share this thing, the more this thing can continue to grow. It's been, gosh, we're closing on how many episodes now, Buck? We're closing on 1,000.
That's unbelievable.
I think we're about a month away from number 1,000.
I mean, you talk about a long run, DJ. We don't take that for granted. And the only way we're able to do it is because you guys keep downloading and tuning in. And so as long as we can continue to deliver good stuff and you guys continue to consume it, man, MTS can go on for a long time.
Yeah, we're fired up. You know, hopefully there's another, 10,000 of these things. So we're excited about this season, and we've got some cool plans coming your way. Spoiler alert, there's going to be more. There's going to be more of us, more podcasts coming your way. So be on the lookout for that. All right, that's going to do it. We will see you next time right here on Move the Sticks. You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower,
37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.